Vicky, why don't you start just by introducing yourself? Tell us a bit about your family.
Okay. I'm married to the whistler at the back, Damien. And then I have the privilege of being a mum to five kids. Kobe, who's 15, Elijah, who's 14, Molly's 12, Wes is 8, and Beau is 6. Yeah.
That's so cool. And Vicky, I wanted to ask you just to share with us, what are some of the joys and privileges that you found over the years of being a mum?
I think there's the day-to-day stuff, just like hanging out and doing life together. So mealtimes in our house are always loud and fun, and we catch up on what everyone's doing. Holidays are always really fun and a real highlight where we get to really be together. But I think probably the thing I really enjoy kind of long-term is just seeing these tiny babies that are born that all look really similar to each other, that turn out into these totally amazing individuals that are so different to each other. And it's just really fun seeing them as they get older kind of become who they are.
That is so cool. What a privilege.
Yeah, it really is.
The last thing I wanted to ask Vicky, for my benefit really, for when I have children, but for anyone else who wants to learn, is some of the key lessons you have learned or are still learning as to how to be an amazing mum, being a mum to children. And I think you've got three things to share with us, top tips, as it were.
I think one of the things I kind of realised early on is just the more flexible you can be and the less you try to control everything, kind of the more you can enjoy it. And just I think that you kind of find out that every season is only kind of fairly short, so it's easy to kind of find various seasons difficult, and you almost have to fight for kind of enjoying each season, whether that's sleepless nights, but really look for the best in every season, because none of them kind of last very long. And I think sometimes that's a choice, just to really look for the best in each season. And then I think my second thing would be trying to sort of pick your battles. So pick the things that it's really important to fight for in your kids, like character stuff, and maybe let the less important things go, noise, mess, you know, kind of sorts itself out. But I guess just choose to try and pick your battles, really. And not that we've always got it right at all, but God's incredibly gracious. And there's real power in saying sorry to your kids when you get it wrong. And then I think just my main role as a mum, and anybody who mothers but doesn't have kids, is just to kind of identify what your kids' giftings are and the things in them that need calling out. And I guess it's, you know, as a mum, the thing is to love and encourage them and cheer them on to become the best they can be.
So good, Vicky. Thank you so much. Guys, can we thank Vicky? Thank you so much.